2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. It is Friday, the 7th day of May. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now it's 65 in Ogden, 70 in Salt Lake City.
Crash-free start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, grief counselors are in Rigby, Idaho this morning to help any students and parents traumatized by yesterday's middle school shooting.
You never think that you're going to ever have to make that text.
The schools in the small town will remain closed today while police continue to figure out what led a sixth grade student using a handgun to fire on her classmates and a janitor. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Amanda, police are still investigating a motive and just how exactly this sixth grade girl came into possession of the handgun she had stored in her backpack. Cops say she started firing at the school shortly after 9 in the morning, and she injured three people in the process, two students and a janitor. Student Bella Kinghorn was in the school auditorium when she heard shots ring out.
Some of us saw blood on the ground, and there was many police officers, like, scanning the area still, thinking that there is still people in the building armed.
Thankfully, all three victims are expected to recover. Prosecutors saying the sixth grade girl could be facing three counts of attempted murder. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A Fort Jackson trainee is in jail today after being accused of hijacking an elementary school bus with children on board. The 23-year-old boarded the bus yesterday morning with a rifle. He eventually let the kids off the bus, including fourth grader Keandre James.
Something wasn't right, because I heard him yelling and cursing on the bus, and all I heard the bus driver voice saying, okay, okay.
The suspect was eventually taken into custody and charged with multiple counts, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and carjacking.
A tense hostage standoff at a bank came to an end overnight. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
The suspect holding five hostages at a Wells Fargo bank in St. Cloud. Outside police and FBI negotiators. Special agent in charge, Michael Paul.
We brought specialists with us to help address the incident at hand, including our tactical team, our crisis negotiators, and evidence response technicians.
The suspect releasing four hostages, and when a fifth made a dash for the door, police and FBI moved in. St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson indicating negotiations paid off.
Peaceful resolution. The best possible outcome we could have had.
No one hurt. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Authorities say the suspect had a prior dispute with the bank.
A 17-hour debate between Texas lawmakers ended around 3 a.m. this morning, with the House passing a new voting bill similar to what's been done in Georgia and Florida. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
During the pandemic election of 2020, some counties sent out mail-in ballots to all voters. Others operated drive-through voting locations. Republicans say that was illegal, and the bill passed this morning would rein in those practices. Grace Shemaine heads Texas League of Women Voters.
You would think that all politicians would support easy and fair access to the voting place.
GOP leadership says normalizing drive-through voting and mass mailing of ballots would invite election fraud. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Police in South Jordan say they're getting calls about a couple of aggressive magazine salesmen. KSL TV's Mike Hedrick spoke with one homeowner who says when he told the salesman he wasn't interested, the man became very hostile and made some derogatory and racial comments.
South Jordan police were called and say this was not the only incident. This Facebook post from a neighbor: don't answer the doors to the two gentlemen knocking. When you turn them down, they accuse you of being a white privileged person who hate black people, then call you disgusting names. I am super shaken up.
Police say because there were no direct threats, there's nothing that can be done.
Utah Jazz star Donovan Mitchell spoke to University of Utah graduates about facing adversity and making the most of their new lives. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, Donovan Mitchell gave about a 10-minute speech over video for the commencement exercises, and he spoke to the grads about how to approach their lives after college and bringing purpose and focus to whatever they do next, especially when facing obstacles.
What would be possible if we brought the same curiosity and open-minded interests that we bring to studying chemistry or computer science or business and applied it to listening to one another with respect and learning from viewpoints that are different from our own.
He shared how he came back after a broken wrist and how he faced that adversity in his life, and he says he does plan to finish his college degree. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
President Russell M. Nelson was awarded an honorary doctoral degree of science during the University of Utah commencement ceremony. The president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints attended the U 76 years ago for his undergrad and medical degree. He was a world-renowned heart surgeon. Hope Eccles and William J. Rutter were the other two honorary doctoral degree recipients during the virtual event.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.